New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I can't say the name of my own show. Welcome to Geeky Gay. It's a hard name to say. Anyway, today is August 7th. So this is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. None of you have really given me viable options, so I'm just using the same old intro that I always use. I don't want to belittle anyone's choice, or, you know, I think it was just Joe and Fatty that actually responded. But anyway, so it is National Lighthouse Day. And you guys should tell me if you like this, because I just thought, you know what, this is something they do on the, a lot of radio shows do this, like, they'll say what day it is. They'll say what birthdays are today. They'll say if there's a national day. I found a couple of good places to find, like, the various national days. So do you guys like getting this information? You know, I don't know. I find it kind of interesting, so I'm going to do it. But you can certainly email me or tweet me or whatever, because I love contact. You could even email me a voicemail, since I don't have a voicemail line at the moment. But and let me know if you hate it. Observed annually on August 7th, National Lighthouse Day honors the beacon of light that for hundreds of years symbolized safety and security for ships and boats at sea. At one time, the beacon of light could be found across almost all of America's shorelines. A lighthouse is described as a tower, building, or any other type of structure that is designed to emit light from a system of lamps and lenses, and used as an aid to navigation for maritime pilots at sea or inland waterways. Here are a few lighthouse facts. They mark dangerous coastlines, hazardous shoals, reefs, safe entries to harbors. They assist in aerial navigation. The number of lighthouses has declined due to the expense of maintenance. Modern electric navigational systems are replacing them. Their light source is called a lamp. Originally, they were lit by open fire and then candles, and they differ depending on the location and purpose, but have standard components. Anyway, there's a lot of them, but I'm not going to read every single one. I'm not going to bore you guys. But the history of National Lighthouse Day: on August 7th, 1789, the United States Congress approved an act for the establishment and support of lighthouse beacons, buoys, and public piers. It was 200 years later that Congress designated August 7th as National Lighthouse Day. So there you go. It's also my stepfather's birthday, so happy birthday, Steve. I know you don't listen, which is appropriate, but there you go. He is 70 today. Actually, after I record this, Mark and I may run over there to wish him happy birthday in person, because that's a big milestone. But anyway, so I'm not really doing anything. I feel like I've talked about is Pride 48, other than reading these national day. I've just been talking about Pride 48. So I'll talk a little bit more about the hotel. So I did decide on the Ritz-Carlton, and I haven't decided on the room type. They have several different options. They have just a regular, like a regular one bed bedroom. They have all the way up to like a suite or a one bedroom. They also have this thing that they call club level, which I guess they have a club where they always have food and you can just go in for free and like get the food. I don't know if it's a buffet or, and you know, anyway, but they have a really nice looking spa. I emailed them to ask if they have, you know, if they have co-ed or if they have separate men's and women's. They have steam room, they have wet and dry sauna, they have shower, the rain shower thing. They have all of that. They have massages. They have, so I'm all good there. And I'm treating myself for my birthday. So, you know, I'm gonna stay there overnight on Tuesday night and then, and you know, take advantage of the spa and room service and whatever else. Just, you know, just to kind of relax before I start the Pride 48 stuff. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to pay for that or I'm going to book that tonight. And Fatty emailed me today and said, oh, you should go to the Dollar Tree to get the basket for the raffle. And Taffy volunteered to get the snacky items for the bags. So because I didn't realize Taylor and Taffy were driving. And I didn't realize Taylor and Taffy were driving. And so I could have told them to pick up some, because I feel like I'm going to have such a full van at this point. I rented a minivan because I thought normally you can take the seats out of a minivan, and I have speakers and I have microphones and I have mixer and I have raffle items and I have all this stuff and mic stands and a projector screen and like all this stuff that I have to take. I wish I'd have known earlier that Taylor and Taffy are also driving. I didn't know it until I listened to their episode this week. But I'm super excited about seeing everyone. I'm actually excited about the road trip because that'll just give me some time to kind of unwind and, you know, relax and get prepared for the weekend and all of that. So I'm excited about that. This weekend's going to be super busy with just finalizing packing and probably I'm going to be printing the badges this weekend because I haven't had time during the week. And then I found out today that I'm going to be, so I need to go to the California office for work every quarter, as long as I've got this job. I mean, you know, it's still up in the air. I did have a meeting this week that was a little better, and so I'm going to see how this plays out, but, you know, as long as I've got this job, I need to take advantage, A, of because I like to travel, and B, because half of my team is in California. And so I need to meet with them occasionally in person. I just really need to do that. So I've got, but I found out today the guy who was going to be going as well, he can't go at the same time that I wanted to go. So I'm going to have to book that as just a solo trip. So I'm probably going to book that tomorrow or Friday. And that'll be for September. And then October, I'm going to London. I've already said this, but so I've just got so much travel coming up, you know, and then the holidays, and then in February, I'm in another musical, so I'm already planning for that again. But this weekend is the last 4 days of Annie. And my parents always support me. They always go to the things that I'm in, and I don't think they're going to go to this one. And I'm not really sure why, because we do some racy musicals, or what my parents would consider to be racy. We've done Cabaret. They are doing Rocky Horror Picture Show in September, but there's no trumpet in that, so I'm not doing that one. We've done some other, I can't think now, but we've done some other ones that are fairly racy and, you know, sexual and stuff like that, or have cussing in them or whatever. And my parents are super religious, so they've gotten more so as they've gotten older. I think when they were younger, they could handle that. But as they've gotten older, like, we can't watch any movies that have cussing in them or, you know, any kind of sexual stuff or whatever. And so I was like, Mom, this is the perfect one for you to come to. It's Annie. The worst cuss word in it is damn. And it's little girls. And these little girls are so cute. They're doing such a good job. They are all, One of the little girls especially is super, I mean, her facial expressions are just hilarious. And I'm really enjoying it anyway. So this is my last weekend for that. And then we'll have State of the Station on Sunday night. And then it'll be, you know, Monday we'll be just finishing packing the rental vehicle and then leaving at some point Monday afternoon. So yeah, it's sneaking. It'll be over before long. And my birthday is during the Pride 48 event, but I don't want to make a big, huge deal about it. I'm going to be 41, so I'm hoping it just kind of slides by. I'm actually doing Geeky Gay on my birthday because Geeky Gay is on Saturday, which is my birthday. But so we'll see. I'm really excited about the Hot Ones challenge that I'm going to do. All right, I managed to spend the entire episode talking about Pride 48 again. I really need to do something in my life. Oh, we did do Pokemon Raid Hour tonight, and I got a shiny Rayquaza, or Rayquaza, however you say it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find a bunch of more podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.